Well, it's now time for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds very different from our own. If you were listening to Central Standard yesterday, you heard the conversation about the homeless, including the national point-in-time count conducted twice a year in this area. It provides a snapshot of the number of individuals who are homeless on any given night. Among those counted was Patricia Porsche, who joins us for 90 Mile View this morning. And Trish, thanks so much for coming in. It's so nice to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, in looking at your biographical information, I've got to say I wouldn't have predicted the use of the word homeless attached to you. You've risen to the rank of sergeant during 6 years of military service. You've pursued college. You've worked steadily. And then in 2004, what happened?
I lost my father and went through this grieving process that brought on depression. And my depression went untreated for a while. And with that being said, then I ended up losing my job. So after I lost my job, then that kind of that's how I became homeless.
I get the sense that things began to snowball a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you become homeless then? Was it just that quick?
No, it was over a period of time. The depression, when I was depressed, it was like I just couldn't really focus on anything. Mm-hmm. And didn't really take care of my priorities, didn't care about my job. Mm. So with that being said, that's kind of what the depression actually, I think, is what brought about my homelessness.
And there must have been a moment for you, the first day, the first night you were homeless. Can you recall that for us, what happened there?
Yes, when I, first of all, trying to seek shelter when you are homeless is a problem, because you call a shelter hotline, and if there are beds available, then, of course, you can get shelter. But
if they're not, you're out of luck.
You're out of luck. So you just have to kind of try and stay with a friend or whatever. Just try and find some place to be other than on the streets.
Do you recall the first night and what you did?
Not necessarily. I can kind of, I do recall my first night at a homeless shelter.
Mm-hmm.
I do have recollection of that.
What happened?
Well, you're processed in, you're given a meal, you're able to shower, but then you're kind of placed in a dorm setting. So I'm in a room, with people that I don't know, just in a room full of strangers, and different personalities. It was kind of really hard to adapt to at first.
There's got to be a certain level of despair attached to moments like that that's hard for folks who have never been there to really understand what that's like.
Absolutely. It's almost like I was just shocked. Mm. I don't know any other way to put
Couldn't
it.
Couldn't feel anything. Yeah.
No.
You know, I understand that you just weren't that fond of Texas at one point when you were there, and so you moved back to Kansas City in 2007. You actually had offers from family and friends to stay with them, mm-hmm. but and this is the part of the story that really blew me away. You said thanks, but no thanks to that, and you chose, in a sense, to be homeless. Why?
Well, mainly because I didn't want to burden family or friends. If, you know, no job, no way to contribute, something like that. You know, had I stayed with family, I just would have felt more useless because, okay, I can't contribute anything, you know. And
was there an embarrassment factor there too?
Absolutely an embarrassment factor,
yeah.
Yes.
And so you chose to go off on your own.
Yes.
Did you actually spend nights on the street, Patricia, or how were you actually out there?
No. No, I actually, no, I wasn't, I didn't spend any nights on the street. I was fortunate enough to seek shelter at one of the area homeless shelters.
For most people, how tough is it to find a spot at one of those shelters?
It is absolutely tough. There is just not enough homeless shelter for women or women with children.
We've done shows on that. It's a big issue in this town.
Yes.
And in many towns for that matter.
Yes.
Yeah. In life in the shelter, give us a sense of what it's like every day there. You got to be up and out and moving and all this stuff, right?
Absolutely. You have to be out by 8. At least the particular shelter I was at, you have to be out by 8. You're allowed back in between 6:15 and 6:30.
And they expect you to do what during the day?
Well, during that time, they're expecting you to find the means of finding employment or trying to find permanent shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you need medical attention, then you get your medical attention during that time. But then you're allowed back in the evenings. You're given a meal. You have an assigned chore that you have to do. And
at one point, you sort of got things together again, and then you hit a rough patch again and were back out. And you said that it was harder to be homeless the second time around. Why?
Well, because for one, I felt like I failed somewhere along the way. I was a failure because I became homeless again. However, though, it was a little bit. At least this time, I knew kind of what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I hope you'll come back and visit with us, and we'll sort of tell the rest of the story sometime soon. I really appreciate you coming in and telling us your story.
You're welcome.
People need to hear this, don't they?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. That's Patricia Porch, and we sure appreciate her coming in. More information about 90 Mile View and all of our broadcasts at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date, and I am at Steve Kraske. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.